Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Hey there, Enjoyers. Hope you're doing really well today. Well, here we are. We're in the second now of our alignment series, and I'm believing today that God is going to speak to you powerfully, absolutely powerfully. It was about 2003, and I found myself in worship, in a time of worship, in building two, in a night service. If I can be really honest with you, it wasn't a great night service, but how many of you know it was a service that changed my life? And you might be like, changed your life? It wasn't a great service. How many of you know wherever the presence of God is, something supernatural can occur? And I want to encourage you, even in your lounge room today, wherever you find yourself today, get ready for the presence of God to just manifest and something supernatural to occur right where you are. And I was standing beside Georgie in worship when I heard the Lord say, you need to go and visit Jason Mannering. And I'm like, wow, okay. Just in the moment, it was as clear as clear. I turned to Georgie in worship and said, I'm going to go visit Jason. Is that okay? She goes, absolutely. When do you want to go? I said, as soon as this service is over, I want to go to Albury. Well, the service concluded. I rang Jason and said, Jason, I want to come and see you. He said, when do you want to come? I said, now. He goes, are you for real? I said, absolutely. Well, Sunday night at about 11 p.m., I turned up at his house. We greeted each other. I said, come on, let's go down to Dean Street in Albury to Sweetheart's Pizza and get ourselves some pizza. Well, long story short, we sat there. We ate pizza until about 2 a.m. From there, we went back to his place. We all went to bed that night. I just made myself a bed on his floor in the lounge room there. And when I woke up, here's the thing, when I woke up, I woke up to the whole family vomiting. That's right, the whole family. Jason, Trina, their two beautiful daughters, they're all vomiting. It sounded like the Von Trapp choir, but a little bit different, if you know what I'm saying. Well, I jumped out of bed, got myself showered, and said to Jason, it's been good, but I'm out of here, bro. I'm not staying here for this. And I said, I'm going to go see some friends. So I did. I hopped in my car, went into Albury, went to see a friend who was running his business, and we just talked for a number of hours. We had a wonderful time. From there, though, we started talking about another friend, a very, very dear friend. From there, I reached out to that dear friend on the phone and said, hey, can I come and see you? So I went from there to this other friend's work site. He's a carpenter, like our Lord and Savior. Found myself there, we're talking. And in this conversation, he's a very, very dear friend, but in this conversation, he said to me, Shane, he goes, our relationship is not going to be the same as it was. And I was taken back by that. I'm like, why would that be? And he said, because there's an issue between you and our old pastor. And I said to him, really? Like I didn't know. But if I could be honest with you, I did know. And so it really put it on me to think about the fact that there was an issue between myself and my old pastor, and now it's beginning to impact my relationship. So you know me, you know the way I roll. So what did I do? I said goodbye to my friend, hopped in the car, went around to my old pastor's house, knocked on his door, 5 p.m. at night. It was a freezing cold winter's night. It's about 5 p.m. I knock on his door. He comes to the door. He opens the door. I said, Pastor John. He looks at me and he goes, Shane. And he goes, come on in. Now, so I step inside. How many of you want to know what happens next? Now, I know you all want to know what happens next, but we're going to get to that a little bit later. This is where I want to get to right now. I want to get to Genesis chapter 28, verse 17. This is what it says. You know this scripture very well. If you're an enjoyer, you know it inside out. You could probably quote it backwards. Here we go. Genesis 28, 17 says, and he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. The church really is the gate of heaven. It's a place where heaven touches down. It's a place where the angels descend to. They come, they do the will of God here on planet Earth, in and through the local church. The church is the gate of heaven. The church is the gate of heaven where heaven touches down through God's power, authority, and life flow when there is alignment between here and there. When there is alignment, brothers and sisters, church, enjoyers, when there is alignment between here and there, this is a place where heaven touches down. Now, as we step into this space of alignment, it's our alignment series, it's our theme for the year. I want to encourage you today, it is not as mystical as some people would make it out to be. As we talk about the subject, you know, there's a lot of subjects that have a mystique about them, but I want to encourage you today, I honestly don't believe that alignment is one of those. The subject subject of alignment is one that is both very spiritual, but also very practical, and one that we can all grow in the knowledge of and understanding of. How many of you, for argument's sake, how many of you today came to church in a car? Now, straight away, you're saying, Shane, most of us are not at church because of lockdown. That's right. Okay, let's change up then. How many of you ride a horse around town? No, probably not many of you ride horses around town. Most of you are driving cars around town. Most of you, when you go shopping, in a car. When you go to church, typically you're in a car. Most of us are using cars. The truth is, now, as we go here, most of you will understand what I'm about to say. Most of the time, if you are driving in a car and it is smooth, like smooth, you know me, I'm a car guy. I like traveling along. I like scooting along under the speed limit, of course. But you know what I love? I love a smooth ride. You will have a smooth ride when your car's front end is aligned, no doubt about it. Sometimes though, you know what it's like. Sometimes you hop in the car, you're driving down the road, and you sense, you feel for the very first time, or maybe it's been ongoing, just a slight vibration. And it's like, it wasn't there before. You hadn't noticed it before, but now, out of nowhere, there's this little vibration starting to come in. And it's like, where is that coming from? That could be the sign. Can I encourage you now, don't ignore the slight vibration in your car, because there's a good chance it's the beginning of an alignment problem. But then there's those times when we've all had a car like this, as in, oh my Lord, thank you, Lord, for delivering me from these sort of cars, where you're driving down the road and they've got the shakes, and it's like it is bouncing all over the road, and you're like, it is, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is uncomfortable, it is unpleasant, it is all over the place, and you know as well as I do, or if you don't know, the reality is the chances are there is an alignment problem going on in the front end of your car. Now, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 46 says, the spiritual did not come first, but the natural, after that, the spiritual. All right, so we have the natural, then we have the spiritual. The natural comes first. A lot of the times in life, you can look at scenarios, situations, circumstances, things, and you can see in the natural, but what the natural is representing is the spiritual. Jesus taught us how to pray, and he taught us to pray this way. In Matthew chapter 6, reading from verse 9 together, it says, pray then in this way, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now the key, we see the key here, the key, the great key to unlocking heaven on earth, to seeing heaven break forth in our lives, which we all want to see happen, is this issue of alignment. The key is alignment. Brothers and sisters, church, enjoyers everywhere, if you want to see heaven break forth in your life, align yourself with the kingdom of God. Align yourself with the kingdom of heaven. If you will align yourself with heaven, heaven is about to break forth here on earth. The key is alignment. Now, as we said last week in part one of this series, we want to be aligned. There's no doubt about that. We want to see alignment between God, his word, the church, and our lives, ourselves. God, his word, the church, and ourselves. This is why Jesus taught us to pray this way. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, not Howard be your name. Howard is my next door neighbor. That's another Howard. Hallowed be your name. All right. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. How many of you know that's God? It begins with God. Your kingdom come, your will. Okay, think about the first testament. What is that? The Old Testament, that is the first will and testament. The New Testament is the second will and testament. And so your will, his will and testament, the word of God, be done on earth as it is in heaven, beginning in the church, because the church is the gate of heaven and it goes out from there all over the earth. Now, the truth is, it doesn't matter how aligned you are today. The reality is, as you go through life, everything is working to bring you out of alignment with the kingdom of God. You know as well as I do, you drive down the road. Think about it in the natural. your car is perfectly aligned. Say you get a brand new car. Praise the Lord for that. You get a brand new car. And you take it out for the very first time. You're driving down the road. What do? You drive out over the driveway, clunk, clunk. You're driving down the road. As you're getting out there, you're going over a few little potholes and a few stones there. And then you hit a rock as you're going down the road, like Dick Johnson, if you know what I mean. All the car guys are going, oh, we remember it. And it's like, all of a sudden you've gone from being perfect aligned. Now you're driving down the road, you're hitting stones, you're hitting potholes, you're hitting rocks, and not to mention the curb when you pull up. And all, how many of you ever, I don't know about you, sometimes I'm sitting at the cafe and I'm watching people pull up and they drive up and they go up the gutter and I'm like, oh no! I'm sure they see it on my face and all the car guys know exactly what I'm talking about. But as a result, what was perfectly aligned is now not in alignment. As we go about living our lives, daily lives, we're not looking to be out of alignment. We want to be in alignment with God, but life has a way of knocking us as we're going along through life. Life has a way of smacking us, hitting us, and trying to knock us out of alignment. Not to mention there is a spiritual fight happening here. There is an enemy who will do all that he can to knock you out of alignment. Because when you're out of alignment, there is a stop. There is a restriction in the flow from what heaven is wanting to pour out upon your life. So we're in this battle and we're in this fight. Everything is coming against us that we would not be in alignment with heaven. But here's the thing. If you are watching in today, watching online today, wherever you may be today, and you're feeling in your spirit that there's a bit of a vibration going on. You remember what it was like when you first came into the kingdom of God, when you first came to church, when you first came into fellowship with brothers and sisters, and it was altogether good. You're excited to be in the house of the Lord. You're aligned with God. You're aligned with His Word. You're aligned with His church. God is pouring out His Spirit upon you. But now, if you could be honest today, you're feeling like maybe there's a bit of a zzz in your spirit and you can't really put your finger on it. Maybe you're watching in today, and if you were to be honest, your lives are just bouncing all over the place, and you know you're not living life to the full, you're not living all the promises of God, and you're feeling like this thing is out of control. Can I encourage you today? Do not fear. Do not fear. You might be like, Shane, but it's been a little bit, I know it's been a little bit like that for most of us over the last 12 months, but I want to encourage you today, don't fear. Brothers and sisters, do not fear. Don't ignore it, but do not fear. Just take the time to realign yourself. Take the time to get into the presence of God and realign yourself with Christ, with His kingdom, with God, with His Word, and with the church, etc. If after today you have concerns about your car and you're thinking, man, I've heard this word. I know it's about our spiritual lives, but I understand what you said about the car. And as a result, I need to go and get an alignment. Friends, this is what's going to happen. You'll go to your mechanic and he or she will begin to tell you some of the reasons that your front end is now no longer in alignment. That's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to take a few minutes now to talk about some of the reasons that we find ourselves in this place of non-alignment. Now, it could be just a slight vibration and really easily fixed. Other times, it might need something more dramatic or more drastic done to bring you back into alignment. But here's the thing, you can never bring anything back into alignment unless you recognize what it is that took you out of alignment. So here's some of the things that will take all of us, if we'll allow them to, out of alignment. Point number one, we went here last week, is isolation. Isolation will take you out of alignment. You say, does it need to take us out of alignment? It doesn't need to, but if we don't understand what isolation will do, it will take us out of alignment. Now, I wouldn't usually put isolation at the top of this list of three, but coming out of 2020, I really feel I need to. As in isolation, it's a crazy thing. And so, but usually, point number two would actually be point number one, and point number one would be down the list. But coming out of 2020, it's going straight to the top of the list. Here we go. Proverbs 18, verse 1. A man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgment. I'm going to read that again. Proverbs 18, verse 1. A man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgment. The greatest problem with isolation is isolation. I know that sounds like, really? Really. The greatest problem with isolation is isolation. Because a man who isolates himself, the person who is isolated, in the end will end up seeking their own desires and they rage against all wise judgment. People who isolate themselves will typically not be listening to the right voices, but somehow or other have the ability to be attracting all the wrong voices. Even if there's a void in the beginning, that void of voice will be filled with something or someone. Friends, I want to encourage you, isolation in the end will lead to a place where we're listening to all of the wrong voices. Therefore, I want to encourage you today, if you have isolated yourself, even though I know that even this week, isolation has begun again. But I want to encourage you, do not isolate yourself. Make a decision today, I'm going to break the cycle of isolation. I'm going to make a commitment, even to the ABC. So we'll talk a little bit about that later. But I want to encourage you, lean into this space, lean into a friendship group, lean into a place of ministry, lean into a place where you can sit with brothers and sisters and encourage each other in the good things of God. Remember what the Bible says, that blessed are those who do not sit with, who do not stand with, who do not go with the wicked and the scoffers and all those guys. But but those who sit with the righteous, and we share good fellowship and we encourage each other in the name of the Lord. All right, so point number one is simply isolation is going to lead us to a place where we're no longer aligned with the kingdom of God. Point number two, in the same light, what is going to take us out of alignment? The heart. The heart, left to its own devices, is going to take us this way, then that way, then that way, and it's going to bounce us out of being aligned with the things of the kingdom. Nearly always, when we're dealing with alignment issues, we need at some point in time to deal with issues of the heart. The heart. I don't know about your heart, but mine gets funky all by itself. If I just leave it to itself, it just goes bad. It's like water. Living water is flowing water. But when water stops flowing, when our hearts stop breathing and living and giving and doing life in the kingdom way, that just my heart, just speaking about myself, it has a way of going bad. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. I want you to note there, it does not say it is a wellspring of life. It is the wellspring of life, meaning everything pertaining to your life is going to ultimately flow out of your heart. It comes from your heart. Brothers and sisters, we need to be diligent in regard to this matter. So we want to be aligned with the kingdom of God. Amen to that. We want heaven to touch down in our lives, in our marriages, in our families, in our workspaces, in our church life. Therefore, above all else, we need to guard our heart. Guard our heart. Guard our heart. Because from it are going to flow all the issues of life. So, you know what we say here at Enjoy Church. If you're an enjoyer, you'll know this one inside out. What do we say? My heart, my responsibility. Your heart is your responsibility. And how many of you know it is? As in, I say to people all the time, don't make my heart your responsibility, and I won't make my heart your responsibility. Friends, we need to be a people who guard our hearts and so that we might be aligned at all times with Christ and His kingdom. So if I'm sensing a vibration, I can feel something. It's not good. I know it's not good. I don't know what it is. I'm sensing a vibration. If I'm bouncing all over the place and it's beginning to impact my marriage, my family, my work life, my church life, then I need to check my heart to see if there's anything in there that shouldn't be there. Let's just be honest here. Be honest with yourself. Because I promise you this, you cannot move forward in the things of God if you're not honest with yourself. We need to be honest with ourselves. Proverbs 13 verse 12, hope deferred makes the heart sick. So if you're feeling a vibration and it's like I'm starting to feel uncomfortable in the things that pertaining to the Spirit of God and the leading of God and the kingdom of God and in my family as a result of it all, can I ask you a question today? Is there disappointment in your heart somewhere that is undealt with? Because hope deferred makes the heart sick. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 19, an offended brother is more unyielding than a fortified city. I ask you again, if you're starting to feel like I'm not in alignment, I'm not feeling the kingdom of God bursting forth in my life like I'd like it to, can I ask you a question? Is there an offense there that hasn't been dealt with? I'm just asking the question, putting it out there. John chapter 14, verse 27. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give isn't like the peace of the world. So don't be troubled or afraid. Don't be troubled or afraid. Has trouble or fear entered your heart? Because I can promise you this, if trouble or fear has entered your heart, then I can promise you, you're going to start to vibrate. No doubt about it. There's going to be a vibration, and left undealt with, it is going to cause you in the end to be bouncing all over the place in life. All right, let's be moving along. We can actually continue on though. You're like, no, don't continue on. No, why don't we just continue on? We could look at the issues of unforgiveness, selfishness, selfish ambition, pride, lust, and greed, and alike, all of which are heart issues that when left undealt with are going to cause us to come out of alignment with the kingdom of God. All right, let's move along now. Point number three, here we go. Final thought, letting go of spiritual practices. What will take you out of alignment from the kingdom of God and with the kingdom of God? When you let go of your spiritual practices. Church, if you want to align yourself with the kingdom of God and see heaven touch down in your lives, I want to encourage you today to commit yourself afresh to spiritual practices. Commit yourself, make a commitment right here, right now. I'm going to commit to the spiritual practices that are going to align me with the kingdom of God. Practices such as, here we go, point number one, praying. How many of you know it is good to pray? Keep your conversation fresh with the Lord. Keep it hot with God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. I want to encourage you to rejoice. And you're like, we're in lockdown. Praise God. Rejoice always. You're alive. Spirit of God's within you. You're sitting hopefully with family or friends or whoever it may be today. Rejoice. There's a lot to celebrate. But then I want to encourage you, pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. Put your trust in God. Put your hope in God and keep on praying. I want to encourage you to continue Bible reading. Be a praying people. Be a Bible reading people. Be a people of the Word. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, night and day, day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. If you will meditate upon the Word day and night, if you will partake of the Word day and night, if you'll be careful to do everything in the Word day and night, you'll align yourself with the kingdom of God, then you'll be prosperous and successful, meaning heaven is going to touch down upon you and upon yours. And then I want to encourage you, here we go, commit when it comes to spiritual practices, commitment to our ABCs. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. You're like, Shane, are you saying the ABCs are like Bible? Because I thought the ABCs were spiritual practices that enjoy that we believe are going to lead to discipleship. Yes, they are spiritual practices that enjoy that we believe will lead to discipleship, but they are also the Word of God. And you might be like, where are the ABCs in the Word of God? Well, I'm glad you asked. Why don't you turn with me to Acts chapter 2. We're going to read from verse 42 together. It says here, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. You know as well as I do, that's leadership, and to the fellowship, that's the church, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods they gave to anyone as he had need. Contributing right there. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. That's abiding right there. Every day they met at church, not once a week, not once a year, surely not. But no, every day they met in the temple courts, which is abiding. They broke bread in their homes, that is belonging, and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved, all because they were aligned with the kingdom of God. God, His Word, and His church. So if you want to be aligned, can I encourage you today, if you want to be aligned with the kingdom of God that heaven might touch down in your life, here we go. Break now. Break the cycle of isolation. That was point number one. You've got to break the cycle of isolation. Point number two, search your own hearts. I'm not going to search your heart for you. I don't expect you to search my heart for me. I want to encourage you, though, search your own hearts. If it's all smooth sailing and you know you're aligned and the blessing of God is being poured out, rejoice in the Lord and just maintain that spirit of I'm going to stay aligned. But if you're sensing a vibration, if you feel like your life is bouncing all over the place and it's out of control, then I want to encourage you to search your own heart. So then point number three, devote yourself to the New Testament church and kingdom living. New Testament church is the church at large and kingdom living. So how many of you now want to know what happened with Pastor John? I'm sure you do. This is what happened with Pastor John. Pastor John opens the door. He invites me in. We go in. Pastor Marlene was in there. Both these wonderful people are about 30 years or so older than I am. And so they greeted me. We had 5 minutes at the counter, made me a lovely cup of tea. We had the small talk. You know the small talk? We had some small talk going on. But it was lovely to see them. She made me a lovely cup of tea. We then went into the lounge room and we took our seats. Now, this is what happened. We spoke for about 3 hours. You're like, 3 hours? 3 hours. I said to Pastor John, right, 5 minutes into the conversation, Pastor John, I hear that we have got an issue. And so we started the conversation. This is what happened. I'm just going to be really honest with you. This is what happened. When we left Albury, as many of you know, we were sent out with blessing. I got to tell you, I loved my pastors and we didn't go until we were sent. When we were sent, we were sent with blessing. What happened was within the years that followed, I began to hear some things that had been said in that part of the world by certain people. And if I could be honest, I got offended. I took offense at what had been said. I was offended. I was an offended brother. My walls were going up. And when the walls went up, I started shooting a few arrows out all of my own. I started saying some things that were, well, I don't know whether they were true or not true, but they were things that I should not have said. I know that. And I take responsibility for that. In that moment, we sat there and we were talking and Pastor John said, I heard you said this. And to my shame, I said, yeah, I said that. And I apologized and I repented before the Lord and I apologized to him. And he was kind and gracious enough to forgive me. And then we continued the conversation. Then he said, Shane, I heard you said this. And I'm like, yeah, I said that too. I said that too. And so I repented and I apologized for saying that. And well, this went on and we went backward and forward and I cried and then I repented and then I said sorry and then I cried some more and repented and said sorry. And it was, I got to tell you, it was a crazy 3 hours and not 3 hours that I was necessarily expecting. I thought I was going to see Jason and eat pizza and talk about the good things that God was doing. But then I find myself in this place where I'm just pouring myself out before this man, asking him to forgive me. But this is what happened. Here's the miracle. This is the moment. We got to the end of the conversation. We prayed together and it was beautiful. And I cried and we were praying for each other. And I prayed blessing on him and he prayed blessing on me. And then I stood up. And when I stood up, I knew something supernatural had occurred. You say, how do you know? Because when I stood up, I felt like I was on the moon. When I stood up, it was like all of a sudden I could float. And it's like, you could float? And it's like everything within me, it was like weight had been lifted off me that I didn't even know was on me. And so I could feel it. I'm looking at him and I could only imagine what he's thinking because in my eyes I can feel it. It's like I can fly. I couldn't fly, but I felt I could fly. And so I walked to the door and I hugged Pastor Marlene, said goodbye to her on the way through. And I'm like I'm on the moon and I'm stepping out and I'm stepping towards the door. And I said goodbye. We hugged. We said goodbye. And then as I'm walking to my car, I'm like, what is this feeling? And then all of a sudden joy. Oh my Lord, I'm getting emotional. Joy. I was like, Lord, where has this been? Where's this joy been? And where has this life been? And but I'm floating back to the car and I know something in the spirit has just occurred. I jump in the car. I drive around to Jason's, which is a 4-minute drive. I walk into Jason. I said, Jason, it's been awesome. I'll see you later. And he's like, what do you mean you came to see us? We haven't seen each other all day. I said, Jason, I never came to see you. I was set up by God because I had to see Pastor John. And then he's like, he doesn't know what's going on. I didn't really tell him in that moment. I packed my things, I hopped in the car and I drove for home. 3.5 hours, I promise you, church, I promise you, this is what, it was like all the way back, all I could do was cry and thank God, because I had peace that I hadn't felt for so long. I had joy that was just overwhelming. And I'm thinking to myself, if I take my seatbelt off, I'm going to float to the roof. I'm going to float to, and it's like, all the way back for 3.5 hours, the presence of God was so powerful. All the weight had gone that I didn't even know I was carrying. I promise you, enjoyers, if that day did not happen, I do not believe Enjoy Church would be the church we are today. If that day did not happen, I do not believe I would have been invited onto the national executive. If that day did not happen, I do not believe that I would have been the state president. If that day did not happen, I do not believe that we'd be in locations now all over the world and seeing thousands blessed every weekend. That was a moment in time where God said, Shane, step into the mechanic shop here. You need an alignment. And you know what? I thank God for that day. That was one of the most powerful days of my life. But you know what? I had to acknowledge that there was something wrong with my heart. Brothers and sisters everywhere, if you want alignment, you can have alignment. It's not mystical. Just look at these areas. Have you isolated yourself? Have you got a heart issue? And thirdly, of course, are you practicing your spiritual practices, or have you let them go? If you've let them go, pick them up again. If you've got a heart issue, deal with it. If you don't know how to deal with it, ask someone. Go to your pastor and get some help here. We can help you deal with it. If it comes to isolation, I asked last week. I know we've come out of isolation. Now we're back into isolation. But here's the thing. Don't allow isolation to be in you, because it will not be good for you. It'll take you out of alignment. I pray for every brother, every sister today that is watching in, that you hear the heart and the spirit of what I've been talking about. And you would make a decision, I will not be isolated. I'm going to step in. I'm going to be more committed to leaning in and doing the ABCs than ever before. I'm going to break the cycle of isolation. I pray that you would say, Lord, search my heart, O God. Search my heart, O God, and reveal if there be anything at all that is taking me out of alignment and out of the will of God. Or just show me, Lord, where is my heart at? What do I need to deal with? And thirdly, the practices, Lord, I pray for you. If you've dropped them, put down the spiritual practices, pick them up again in Jesus' name, and live the life that God has got for you. I want to pray for you now. Then I'm going to pray for every person that needs to give their life to Jesus today. But all enjoyers everywhere, if you're like, I want to be aligned. I want to break the cycle of isolation. I want to more than ever protect my heart, guard my heart, tend my heart, watch over my heart. And thirdly, I want to maintain spiritual practices that are going to keep me aligned with the kingdom of God. If that's you today, I want to pray for you wherever you are. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for my brothers and sisters everywhere, Lord, that they might be aligned in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, Lord God, Lord, against the spirit of isolation, I pray, Almighty God, that we would break the cycle by deciding what we need to do, by stepping into what we need to do, that isolation would have no hold on us at all. Lord, I release my brothers and sisters to all that you've got for them. Lord, in regards to our heart today, I pray in Jesus' name that you would search our hearts and you would reveal, Lord God, reveal to us anything that we need to adjust. Lord, reveal to us. Lord, reveal to us. I'm not looking for you to reveal it to someone else, or tell someone else, or tell someone else. No, reveal it to us, Lord God. We say, search our hearts, O God, and reveal to us what needs to be revealed. And then thirdly, Lord, I pray for enjoyers everywhere, that we would maintain spiritual practices that are going to keep us aligned with heaven, that we'd be in prayer, that we'd be in the Word, that we would be in church, that we'd be in friendship groups, that we'd be in areas of ministry, serving others, that you would be glorified in and through our lives. Lord, we ask it, we pray for it all in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said together, amen and amen. Amen. Maybe you're watching in today and you're like, man, you're pretty passionate about this whole deal. It's like you actually believe it. Friends, it's not like I actually believe it. It's my life. Jesus is my life. As in, I grew up in church, but I wasn't of the church. But one day, I had an encounter with God that changed my life forever. This could be the day that you have an encounter with God that will change you forever. You know, a lot of the time, we're just not aware of God. We don't know where God's at. We don't know how he works. We don't know how he operates. Friends, God is a loving Heavenly Father who sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross, that whoever had sinned might come to a path of salvation in and through Jesus, that reconciliation might happen again with the Father. Reconciliation simply meaning you might come back to God. God loves you. God loves you. He loves you so much that he gave his one and only son that he might have relationship with you again. Some of you are thinking, I don't know that I could ever have a relationship with God. You don't know my life. You don't know my story. You don't know how bad I've been. Friends, I want to encourage you today. This is not about how bad you've been or how good you've been. The love of God is for everybody. The love of God is sent to all of us because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So if you're watching online today and you're saying, Shane, I want to give my life to Jesus, I invite you, give your life to Jesus. Don't let another day go by. Give your life to Jesus today. Make the statement today, I want to give my life to Christ. And so if you want to do that today, if you're watching on our online platform, down the bottom right-hand side of the screen here, there's a little raised hand that says, I want to give my life to Christ. Just hit that little raised hand right now. Hit that little raised hand. Maybe you're watching online on a Facebook platform. Can I encourage you, if that's you today, write in the comments section, I want to give my life to Jesus. Just type it in there. I want to give my life to Jesus. Do that now. And this is what's going to happen. As you do that, now we're going to pray for you. All right. Hit that little raised hand. If you want to give your life to Christ for the first time, or second time, third time, if you know that you are not aligned with God and you're a long way from him, just give your life to him today. Hit the little raised hand right in the comment section on Facebook. I want to give my life to Jesus, and a new journey is about to begin. We're all going to pray together. You've hit that. You've written in the comment section. Now we're all going to pray together. Whether you be in a location somewhere or whether you be watching online, let's pray together. Dear Jesus, I thank you today for bringing me to this place that I might give my life to you. Today, Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my all. I ask you, Jesus, forgive me of my sin and help me, Lord, to live a life that is both pleasing and honoring of you. So today, Lord, I give you my life. I give you my all. And I believe from this day on, you are my God, my Lord, my Savior, my friend, and from this day on, I am your child, and I'll never be alone again, in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said, amen together. Praise God. Come on, let's give up for those people who have just given their hearts to Jesus right now, wherever they may be. Brothers and sisters, enjoyers everywhere, want to encourage you, this is an alignment series, but the series isn't where it's at. It's about aligning ourselves with the kingdom of God. I pray that you would take this seriously. I pray that you would step in and do all that you can to align yourself with heaven, that God might pour out his spirit upon you afresh daily, that you might be prosperous and successful, even as the word of God came to Joshua. God bless you now. God bless you always. We hope to see you real, real, real soon. God bless and bye for now.